USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorneys for former President Trump have agreed to accept a subpoena issued by the Democratic-led January 6th Select Committee. One attorney received the summons demanding documents and testimony from the former president on Monday. Trump has until November 4th to provide the documents and until November 14th to testify. President Biden says the administration is going to tackle and eliminate junk fees like overdraft penalties from banks, hidden hotel costs, and extremely high credit card late fees.
And these steps will immediately start saving Americans collectively billions of dollars in unfair fees.
The president saying surprise overdraft fees from banks are illegal, and the administration will be cracking down on those moving forward. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito says members of the High Court have had targets on their backs since their landmark abortion opinion was leaked to the press. Alito speaking at the Heritage Foundation Tuesday and was asked about the court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade.
I think also made those of us who were thought to be in the majority in support of overruling Roe and Casey targets for assassination. It gave people a rational reason to think they could prevent that from happening by killing one of us.
A new survey finds that digital natives are not immune to online hackers. Cybersecurity startup Social Catfish found that individuals under the age of 20 lost just over $100 million to online scams last year. That's an increase from just over $8 million in 2017, making the change a staggering 1,100% in just 4 years. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovNint.com.
The 1920 to 1938 Buffalo Nickel, a true American classic and one of the most iconic coins in history. It's been more than 80 years since the last Buffalo Nickel coin was struck. But now, for a limited time only, full one-pound bags of original U.S. government-struck Buffalo Nickels are being released to the public. That's right, you can own a full pound of 1920 to 1938 classic American Buffalo Nickel coins, all in very good collector condition, with fully visible dates and mint marks, guaranteed. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure a full pound of collector's grade U.S. Buffalo Nickels struck during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $10 free with every order. Call now 1-800-895-7267 to secure your full pound bag of Buffalo Nickels before they're gone. 1-800-895-7267. That's 1-800-895-7267.
A high-profile debate takes place in the Keystone State.
The debate took place last night between Democrat John Fetterman and Dr. Mehmet Oz for one of Pennsylvania's two Senate seats. This will be determined by midterm elections on November 8th. John Fetterman.
I'm running to serve Pennsylvania. He's running to use Pennsylvania. And let's also talk about the elephant in the room. I had a stroke. He's never let me forget that. I might miss some words during this debate, mush two words together, but it knocked me down, but I'm going to keep coming back up.
Dr. Mehmet Oz.
I'm running for the U.S. Senate because Washington keeps getting it wrong with extreme positions. John Fetterman takes everything to an extreme, and those extreme positions hurt us all.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. The government says it's going to cost more to heat your home this year.
The Department of Energy says heating oil prices will be 27% higher this winter. Heating oil, which is similar to diesel, is used widely across New England. Stockpiles of the commodity in New England are currently at just a third of normal levels. Wholesalers have begun rationing their supply to prevent panic buying and hoarding. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Wednesday night's Powerball jackpot is set for over $700 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.